This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Youth sports coaches in Colorado must now get training on the mental health risks that come with concussions. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on a new law.
Governor Polis recently signed Alyssa's Law, named for a Colorado student who took her own life following mood changes after suffering several head injuries. The new rules apply to middle and high school coaches, as well as those in private clubs and rec leagues. Coaches will be trained to spot signs of depression, anxiety, and PTSD in athletes. If a student gets a concussion, coaches must also warn the parents about these potential mental health changes. CHASA, the organization that oversees high school sports, will administer the training. The law goes into effect August 12th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Environmental Protection Agency wants to roll back rules for cleaning up toxic coal ash. That's raising concerns about ongoing groundwater contamination at coal plants and waste dumps, including at a dozen in Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Monitoring data shows dangerous metals like arsenic, boron, lithium, and radium at multiple locations in the Mountain West and beyond.
When the coal ash gets wet, the water takes those hazardous contaminants and leaches it out of the coal ash into the groundwater, which could be used for drinking or irrigation.
That's Lisa Evans, a senior attorney with Earth Justice, an environmental law group that says it is pushing back on the proposal. Evans says some of these sites are already affecting groundwater and warns reducing oversight could make cleanup far more difficult in the future. The EPA is taking public comments through mid-June and holding an online hearing at the end of May. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.